Today's episode of Fantasy Fiction is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction.
Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Kindle, MP3 player, or Magic Stone.
Today we're recommending A Game of Thrones by George R.R. Martin. Impress your friends with real-life magic. Act like you read a long book without any actual reading.
Think of all the masturbating you'll get done.
So if you're enjoying the show, give the free trial a chance. That's audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction. Enjoy the episode. Reese's, put down that Merc Monk.
But he's my friend.
In the land of fantasy, on the fields of fiction, there rode two knights across the plains. Two thieves of the night, two warriors of honor. In the shadow of the mountain, cry their name.
Until the deed is done, until the quest is won, the battle's in our minds, until the end of time.
Hey everybody, welcome to Fantasy Fiction. My name is Dominic.
My name is Josh.
And today, wait, what the fuck did you just say?
I changed it. My name.
What is it?
Josh and Nick.
Not approved.
Oh, man.
And we should have went over this before you've dropped that shit on me. Because there can only be one of Nick. I guess I'm just Dom this episode.
Yeah, you can just be Dom.
Fucking it.
Dude, if my name was three letters, fuck yeah. Three letters all day.
It's four, though.
I know, but three's the perfect number.
Oh, okay. Four is too many, one too many?
Yeah, too many cooks in the kitchen in terms of letters.
Too many letters in my name.
My last name's ridiculously long. It's practically Polish.
Well, I mean, my last name is pretty long, too.
Yeah, yours is... I sometimes forget how to spell your last name.
M-O-S-C-H-I-T-T-I. I've been spelling it my whole life.
It's almost like the Mickey Mouse song. Oh, your name's great.
It's kind, you know what? It kind of is like that. I'm going to start doing it that way.
M-O-S-C-H-I-T-T-I is my name.
Anyway... We are here with tales of warlocks and
magical pens or ink or quills.
we're not too sure. It was just kind of vague.
We did that, though.
Warlocks was submitted by Eldon Fisher, and magic pens, which is what I wrote down, was submitted by Tree Turtle. They submitted their prompts on YouTube, and we suggest that you do the same. If you're listening to this episode, and it's the new episode, leave a prompt in the comments. It may be picked for the next episode.
Fucking do it.
Fucking do it.
We need a producer with, like, sound, you know, like, drive time radio.
Oh,
fucking
my God.
Do
we
it.
We should do an episode that's just like, welcome to Radio Fiction.
There's always the fart sound.
Because people know that's the time to laugh.
That's the time. Exactly.
Hear that rip. Oh, my God, dude. I watched a trailer. Oh, my God. I need to tell you this first.
Okay,
we're getting into what you did this week.
Okay,
I have, like, five things I'm going to talk about. But...
Good, because I have zero.
Okay, great. I'll just fill it up then. I watched a trailer for a film called Everyone's Hero.
Okay.
It's an animated film. I'm not sure who made it, but it's about... a boy who wants to play baseball. He loves the Yankees, but no one wants to let him play baseball. Then he meets a talking baseball, and his dad works at the Yankee Stadium.
Oh, convenient.
And Babe Ruth's bat, which is at Yankee Stadium.
Just the one bat that he used?
The one bat owned. It goes missing.
Okay.
He finds the bat eventually, according to the trailer.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't need to go see the movie now.
The bat can talk. It's a woman. Okay. And it's got a face.
Because the babe, is it like they're playing off the female name thing?
Oh, Babe Ruth.
Yeah, probably.
You know, dude, you have to watch this trailer because it's unbelievably bad. Everyone's Hero, which sounds like something that like an exec would throw out there and be like,
yeah.
Oh, you know, he's got to be like everyone's hero.
Wait a minute.
That's it.
Slow clap in the boardroom. You did it again, Goldberg.
Well,
not the wrestler.
Not the wrestler. I wish. If Goldberg made a movie, which he has, and I've seen it, I would see it. That's how you know I would see it. That's not how you know I'm telling the truth. It ends, and I bring this up because it ends with a fart joke at the end of the trailer.
Oh, boy.
Everyone should go watch this trailer right now. Everyone's hero. It looks like the worst piece of shit that's ever been made.
Pause the podcast and go watch the trailer.
Go watch it. It's bad. But besides that, I'm going to get into what I did this week.
Yeah,
I want to hear
ahead.
What you did this week real quick.
Oh, what did I do? I played just a lot of Skyrim.
My man, you got the vampire expansion, right?
I did. I got the Dawn Guard, and I joined the Dawn Guard, and they're the vampire killers. I decided not to go vampire because I'm proud of my werewolf heritage.
Oh, you are a werewolf?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Damn.
Turning into that werewolf.
Well, what sucks about becoming a vampire is that your play becomes extremely limited.
Does it?
I
don't know.
Because you can't go out in daylight unless you have, like, certain things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ew, fuck that shit.
Yeah. Well, at least that's the way it was in Oblivion.
Oh, it probably isn't that way in Skyrim, because you have, like, a vampire, sexy vampire friend that follows you around, and she, like, flirts with you and stuff.
Dude, why am I not playing this game? I need to get hit on.
Dude, it's great.
By a video game.
That's how I know I still got it. Oh, also, I was eating at my family's restaurant, and this is a stupid story, but they asked me what I wanted, like, on my hot dog or whatever, and I said, like, onions, like, real, like, stupidly, and this little kid lost his mind. He thought it was the funniest fucking thing.
I would have laughed.
And he kept saying it, like, the whole time. And I'm like, yeah, comedic genius. And then a baseball bat started talking to him. It was crazy.
Wait, what? Oh, my God. A baseball bat started talking to him and a baseball?
And then a fart joke happened.
And then a fart joke happened. Perfect.
What else did you do? What else did you...
Oh, okay. So here it is. Ready? First off, we did a Reddit AMA.
We did. We
answered... anyone's questions.
Ask me anything is what
that stands for. I was overwhelmed by how many questions came in. I didn't expect that many. It was crazy.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be that many.
I sat in front of my computer for about a few hours while watching TV. I watched a lot of TV this weekend, by the way. Yeah. But I answered questions all day, and I had a ton of fun. So thank you guys so much for submitting all those questions. And you know, I think we did this as a promotional thing. I was like, oh, this is going to be a fun promotional way to get the word out about the show. Mm-hmm. But then I realized, as I was like 3 hours into doing this, I was like, okay, well, this is just people clearly already know about this show who I'm talking to. I don't know who else is going to see this, but I'm having fun anyway.
Yeah, that was great. No, I love doing that stuff. It's really fun to like interact with people in general. Like, I think that's part of the reason, you know, why we do this, is to, you know, talk to people and experience human beings on that level. So
someone actually asked, they were like, do you have you ever had any like weird meetups with fans? And I said,
oh yeah,
I said no weird meetups, just, you know, I'm always so interested to see who listens to what we do, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's always so interesting to me because everyone has their own life, you know?
Right, yeah. No, yeah. But
we had a great time with that. So if you want to check out the AMA, reddit.com/r/fantasyfic. We'll sticky it so it's at the top. And then, Josh, I watched WrestleMania.
I know. I was a little jealous.
It was incredible. It was an incredible show.
Yeah.
So good.
It was outside, right?
It was outside. It was at the new Levi Stadium, the new stadium for the 49ers.
The Wrangler Jeans Stadium.
The Wrangler. Loose fit.
More room for your dick.
These jeans won't bother your balls. But it was incredible. It was such a good show. Every match was awesome.
Who has the belt?
I don't want to say, just because I don't want to spoil it, just in case somebody's going to watch it later tonight or something.
Yeah.
But the finish was fantastic. Great booking. Everything was great. It truly felt like it was WrestleMania because they pulled out all the stops. Everyone was dressed up in, you know, the WrestleMania gear, and the matches were incredible. Some incredible spots. Great storytelling. Sting versus Triple H was an awesome match. I didn't think it was going to be that great. I was looking forward to it, but I was like blown away with how fun it was.
Sting looks more like stung at this point.
Well,
in that he got stung by like a million bees.
Well, his hairline continues to recede.
Well, I can get on board with that. That's happening to me. So, yeah, you know. But I can't believe that, like, I saw Razor Ramon was there. I can't believe that there's people there that they're still alive. Like, how do they function? How do they do this stuff?
Yeah, that's a kind of a crazy one. I think Scott Hall, Razor Ramon started doing DDP's yoga.
That's
always been a thing. Like, wrestlers who are in bad shape, they start doing DDP's yoga and they get back in shape and they do stuff again.
Right.
But yeah, he took a spot. I think he took like a clothesline at some point.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so it was great though. It was incredible. If you haven't watched it, watch it. If you've never watched wrestling before in your life and you know someone who wants to watch WrestleMania, go watch it with them because it's that much fun.
Yeah, watch it with other people. It's way better.
I also watched all of season 4 of Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah. Oh my God.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible season. So good.
Dude, I'm ready. It's on my birthday, I think. Wait, when is my birthday? Saturday. Sunday. I think it starts on Sunday, day after my birthday. Yeah.
Awesome. I'm waiting for it.
For the record, I'm going to be 25 years old.
You're going to be WrestleMania years old.
One more than that, actually. I think they skipped.
Oh, okay.
They skipped one at one point because on my 9th birthday, I saw WrestleMania 9, and then was there like a holdout year, like in basketball or hockey? Like what happened?
I don't think so. Maybe there was WrestleMania 2000.
Oh yeah.
As one, I don't know.
Maybe Heavy Metal 2000.
That's my guess. That's my guess, though. Oh, and one more thing before we get into it here. We're having a t-shirt sale. That's right. We had a hoodie sale.
Yeah.
Now we got to get rid of the t-shirts.
Everything must go.
Everything. The stickers and buttons, those are tiny. They can fit in my car.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Everything
else. But from now until April 6, 2015, don't know when you're listening to this,
mm-hmm.
We will be running a t-shirt sale. Simply enter the promo code MEW to get 20% off any t-shirt.
That's M-E-W.
M-E-W. So use that and have fun. We're gonna ship out some fun t-shirts.
Yeah, get some shirts, wear them around town. Let everyone know about how you listen to the show.
And how professional you are.
Yeah.
Looking beautiful.
Wear it to a job interview and get 3 jobs out of it.
Yeah. It happened.
I did that once.
But enough of this.
Yes.
Let us get into your tale of warlocks and magic pens.
Magical pens.
Magical quills.
What magic writing things?
Ink. Of ink that disappears when you don't look at it and it's gone. See you.
Stop, I'm ready. You ready for my story?
Yes, I am ready.
All right, my story this week is called To Quill a Mockingbird.
I like it. I hope this is about racism.
Well, I mean, isn't everything these days?
That's the hot topic everybody wants to hear about.
Racism! Cha-cha-cha-cha! Yep.
I thought it had gone away, but it turns out people are still terrible.
It turns out people are still being born, so it still exists. It was just another lazy Steve's day in Daranos. The city of Grawl was quiet as everyone was either at home watching The Lord of the Things on DNT, Daranos' favorite all-seaball network, Or they were nursing the hangover from last night by smelling the farts of 1,000 orc butts while vomiting everything but their very souls into their outhouse's shithole while their girlfriend slash house imp held their luxurious adventurer hair back as to not get chunks of stew spew in it because maybe they're planning on donating their hair to warlocks for love?
Got it all in there.
The longest sentence of all time.
Also, girlfriend slash house imp?
Oh, yeah. Did your girlfriend ever hold your hair back? Did you have long hair ever?
Yeah, but what's this house imp thing?
Do you have a house imp? You never had a house imp?
Oh, either your girlfriend or your house imp.
Yeah, I didn't mean like this. I mean, okay. Maybe you could. Hey, man, whatever you want to have sex with, it's up to you. I don't care.
Well, I appreciate your friendliness.
I don't know.
I just keep going.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you could do that. Anyway, some adventurers, however, take a break in a different way. Most of the shops were open on Steve's Day, and foot traffic in the city was at an all-time high since that one streaking giant who used to run around the merchants district was apprehended and replaced with a walk-around mall, which normal people call just stores. Why do they call them walk-around malls? It's just a bunch of stores. Like, why do
Dude, you get to walk around. Like,
yeah, you can do that with stores.
No, but it's like, okay.
Why is it different?
There's no roof. So you're not captured in
You're not trapped. Yeah.
You're free to go wherever you want.
There's no fire marshal laws because
you don't have to walk through a Sears to get a
that,
home.
To get to the parking lot, dude. Yeah, that sucks. Last I heard, the giant had to tell everyone in his neighborhood who he was and what he did. But I think what we all really want to know is, where did he get such a big trench coat?
That is a good question. He probably said it himself.
Probably had a Sears. It was his last purchase before he went to his car. I'm going to trench coat.
It was an impulse buy.
Sid and Ugla walked arm in arm down the merchant district, enjoying the day and each other's company, because I'm told that's what love is. Soon they found themselves in a relic shop looking at ancient tomes, enchanted weapons of all sorts, and magic potions that will make your dick grow at least 8 inches overnight with pictures of the dicks.
Oh my god, are they like... Are they, like, growing, like the ads do on the side?
Oh, yeah, like,
get some dick pills, this is gonna happen.
Look at my huge monster horse penis now. This is a thing.
Oh, yeah, because that's what people like. Kinda.
Yeah. Ugla walked around picking up various ingredients for her potions and spells. Babe, Sid said as Ugla shopped, I'm going off the rails here on a crazy train. We used to spend our Steve's Day adventuring, and now we just buy shit. Nobody has died yet today. I mean, are we even really living our lives if nobody has died yet? Ah, the shopkeeper said creepily as he appeared from the back room. I see you're interested in wizardry. I myself have a selection of wands that might interest you. Here's Dance Wand 2.0. It magically creates a pole that causes the dancer to strip and get buck nasty. Great for parties! Ugla sighed. Maybe you're right, Sid. We haven't adventured in like 20 episodes. I mean, in a long time. The shopkeeper looked at the all-see camera like in The Office. Perhaps I could interest you in some enchanted beard oil, my lady. It grants the wearer 12 hours of protection against arrow attacks and covers up their fart stank. Ugla dropped the basket of goods she was carrying. Shopkeeper, perhaps you can help me, she said. I'm looking for a very ancient and powerful wand. One that hasn't been seen around Darinos since the Great Pantless Wars ended, when Ralph the Sexual Harasser fell during the Great Panty Raid on Coed Mountain. Is it the Dance Wand 2.0? Asked the shopkeeper as he waved the wand around and made jet sound effects. Ugla looked at the all-see camera like in Parks and Rec.
The show that's not a documentary, mind you. But just talk to the camera.
But it happens anyway.
That's TV now, ladies and gentlemen.
Original ideas.
It works. It works.
No, it's a fabled wand of unimaginable power. Legend says whoever possesses the wand is the master of their own destiny. Ah, you see Quill, the shopkeeper said, smiling like a weirdo and then landing the wand on the table like a jet. The wand which legend says whoever possesses it is the master of their own destiny. Last I heard, an ancient evil had taken it to the Bodley Mountain. Legend says he is the master of his own destiny. Sid, Ugla said, we're going on an adventure. Yo, Sid said, turning around, having not heard a single thing that just happened. I'm totally getting this for Flyman. He held up a suicide wand, which was just a wand that was curved around to point at the user.
Flyman's gonna love this. Just totally not paying attention.
He's just not, yeah, I don't care.
Nice.
Soon, Sid and Ugla were off to the Bonely Mountain to find the ancient wand. As they approached an old shack that was hidden away in the darkest part of the mountain's taint, a thick, cummy fog gathered. Oh my god, I don't remember writing that.
Well, it happened, so we're in it.
Literally. Ugla drew her sword and staff while Sid whipped out his daggers. Suddenly, the ground quaked and heaved like a comely maiden's bosom at an inn after druid prom. Out of the ground came an entire crypt's worth of armored skeleton with leather jackets with curse words on it and blue bandanas. Who dares enter the mountain's taint? Questioned the leader, Skeleman. We dare, you pile of skinless boners, Sid said as he immediately threw his dagger at a random Skeleman, killing him and turning him into a skeleton ghost. Here we go again, y'all, he yelled as his ghost sank into the ground, probably going to skeleton heck. We are the Crypts, said the skeleton leader, the toughest Skeleman gang in all of Derinos. Charged with protecting this pass. You better get the F out, or you about to get beat the F in.
The Crips, I get it.
The whole Skele gang laughed menacingly, and each pulled out their Uzi wands and Tech-9 daggers, which were just wands and daggers shaped like guns. Enough of this, Ugla shouted as she swung her staff around and created a pillar of fire that shot straight at the Skeleman, roasting one down to just his teeth, which chattered off into the sunset, probably to start a new life. Sid leapt into action and spun-kicked a Skeleman's head clean off, which landed in Poison Ivy Patch. Even though he didn't have skin, he would later get poison ivy in his eyes and die, because dying is better than having poison ivy. These bitches got magic, yo, shouted a Skeleman as he ran away. Ugla swung her enchanted sword around. As it cracked against the bones of the Skeleman, some say it sounded like the beginning of Billy Squire's The Stroke. Stroke me, I'm killing Skeleman, Sid sang as he shoved both daggers in the eye sockets of a Skeleman. Oh my god, not my not eyes, he shouted. And then turned into a ghost. As his ghost sank into the earth, it had adorable X's on his eyes. He would later be paired with a seeing eye ghost dog and have a meaningful afterlife going to ghost schools, scaring kids straight and teaching them about the dangers of gang life.
Moral of the story, life never ends. It's just the same thing.
It's just the same shit. Never stops. Finally, all that remained was the leader. W-W-W-W-W-B, Ugla said as she cast a spell on him. Suddenly, she had complete control of the Skeleman and began to control his every movement. Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime gal, the Skeleman sang as Ugla made him dance right off the edge of the mountain.
An appropriate spell. Combination of both saying and execution.
As the two entered the one-room shack, they could smell the smells of a thousand deaths. Around them lay the bones of adventurers who had died, undoubtedly seeking the treasure of the wand. Sid and Ugla looked around for a secret entrance or a trapdoor of some kind. Are you looking for me? A voice said from behind them. As they turned around, weapons drawn, they saw a saggy old man in a cloak. Or maybe you're looking for me, the voice said again, as the old man was now behind them again somehow.
Oh my god.
Sid whipped around and threw his dagger at the old man. As it hit him, it passed right through him.
Oh my god.
I am Old Skin the Decrepit, he said all creepily and old. I presume you want this. He held out a quill. We aren't looking for some stupid old pen, you old sack of Mucinex barf, said Snap. We're here for a powerful wand. Now give me the wand. Fool, said Old Skin. This quill is a wand. Its powers have trapped me here for like, I don't know, probably like a million years. Are the pantless wars still a thing? Anyway, it is cursed. I was once a powerful warlock, but now I'm just a borlock. How does the wand work? Ugla questioned. Whoever possesses it is the master of their own destiny, said Old Skin. You wave it in the air and write the words you want to have happen, and the wand makes it so. See, watch! Old Skin waved the wand in the air, and he wrote, twerk. The words glistened in the air and glowed a bright gold. Suddenly, a big booty maiden appeared and started shaking her meat around like she was trying to pay her student loans. See? Old Skin said. Dude, we need this one, Sid said. Yes, take it. Release me from the curse, said Old Skin. As Ugla reached out to grab the wand, suddenly everything flashed a bright white. She found herself in her alchemy lab. She looked over to see Flyman, who was once again in human form. Flyman! You're normal again, she yelled. Yes, I am. I recently started running 5Ks and went on the paleo diet. I've never felt better. I'm seeing a girl who loves me for me, and I'm thinking about adopting her son.
Oh my god, what?
He said as he smiled. Oh my god, that sounds horrible, she said in shock.
As she made her way downstairs, she saw Sid sitting at a table with a pile of gold coins and paperwork. Hey, Sid, what are you doing?
I'm just making a budget for us. You know what they say, fiscal responsibility is the key to being happy, and being responsible is the new being dope as fuck. Maybe tonight you could wake me up at 2 a.m. and tell me about your feelings. I, like all men, love that.
What the fuck, Ugla said. As she looked over, she saw a large, muscly dog standing there. Buffcat, you're a dog? Woof! No!
Oh my god!
Ugla shouted. As she did, she snapped out of the trance. Again, back in the shack, she pulled her hand away from the quill wand. Nah, dude, we good, she said to Old Skin.
But you don't want the wand?
Nope. See you, Queeflips, she said, as her and Sid walked out of the shack.
He totally has Queeflips, Sid said as they walked out.
Old Skin stood there for a while, still cursed as shit by the wand. He let out a sigh.
Well, I guess it's time I finally take down all these Halloween decorations, he said as he picked a plastic skeleton that was laying on the ground. It made that creepy Halloween noise.
Oh my Finn. God, yes! Yes, you know what I'm talking about.
Finn.
Is that Finn? That's Finn. That's Finn. It's over. Great. Story, Josh.
Thank you.
Oh my god, I'm so glad that was not a reality.
Not reality.
But only a glimpse into getting what you think you want.
Exactly.
Be careful what you wish for, listeners.
This is the moral of the tale.
Josh, are you ready for my tale of warlocks and magic pens?
I'm fucking ready, motherfucker.
Damn, dude. It looks like we're about to fight. Over who's ready enough?
I'm readier!
This one is called... You're Not Ready.
What? No!
That's right. I maybe just made that up. It was a pleasant spring afternoon in Hooksmire. The suns were shining, the flowers were blooming, and all the birds were flaunting breast just to get a piece. Just outside of the mountain town of Brill, there was a large cave home to Orkspire's aspiring warlock superstar, Moroth the Foul.
Yeah.
He was known as the Foul because of his no-spells-barred approach to kicking ass. He would totally cast full cripple on a guy who was already half crippled if he had the chance. And he has. Every day at 6:66 o'clock in the evening, an enchanting flute would play a wicked tune from the cave that would lure unsuspecting people into the warlock's lair for sacrifice. Or worse, sacri-dice, a game where you have to roll dice to see which way you'll be sacrificed. And rolling double sixes means you get power bombed over and over until you explode.
That doesn't sound too bad.
What's that?
That doesn't sound too bad.
Well, it's probably the coolest way to go.
Yeah, I think I would go that way in real life. Can we do that?
I don't want to do that to you. You're my
friend. Okay. Well,
another time. One day, a young boy was out playing by himself at the foot of another large mountain. He was, how did you play by yourself again? Did you just, like, pick up cool rocks or look at bugs or something? Man, that sounds boring. I'm glad that part of my life is over. Anyway, the young boy was meandering when the flute began to play. The boy followed its haunting tune and found himself outside of the warlock's cave where Moroth himself was standing.
Oh, my God.
See any cool rocks today? Asked the warlock as he reached for his gun. Dark clouds formed above the warlock as he grabbed his staff instead. He held it out to the boy as the purple crystal ball at the top began to glow, and music was playing backwards somehow. Not sure how he did that.
That's evil,
but it was
as
happening.
Shit. That's how you know evil's happening.
Oh, yeah. You're going to tell the children of Brill that the best place to hang out is my cave,
said
the warlock as he began to hypnotize the boy. No, shouted the youngling as he tried to resist staring into the crystal ball's deep purple glow. Tell them that it's cool to hang out there because your parents don't want you to, said the warlock. And doing the opposite of what your parents want is cool. Also, I don't care if you smoke there. I think smoking is cool, and drinking, too, even though parents don't.
I kind of want to hang out at this place now.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty chill spot to
me. I don't know if I'm hypnotized or it just sounds awesome.
No one will go near your cave of sacrifice, said the young boy as he struggled. Tell them it's only called the Cave of Sacrifice because I worked so hard to get the trim just right. I understand. Laying trim is very difficult, said the boy as he began to lose his will. Yes, and then I had to tile the floor all by myself. So you understand, yes?
Oh, my God.
Of course I understand, said the young man with his eyes wide. That's totally a two-person job. The boy began to walk toward the cave when suddenly a sword swung down and crashed against the warlock's crystal ball, shattering it. Standing over the remains of the staff was Bill Dillingfur, an aspiring hero of Brill. Bill was a man, a warrior dressed up like a barbarian. He had recently lost a lot of weight, and I guess he was looking for a reason to show off his new hot body. He was pretty much just wearing a loincloth, fur boots, and a headband.
Nice.
Not too smart for a town's defender, but alas, that was his own taste. You fucking dick, I just bought that! Yelled the warlock. Wretched foe! Shouted the warrior. I've seen your evil. You shall have your comeuppance. That actually sounds pretty great, replied the warlock. I could really go for a comeuppance because I am backed up. What sense are you trying to make, fiend? Comeuppance is when you, like, J a lot to see that it shoots up into the air, right?
J a comeuppance.
What? No, comeuppance is a deserved punishment. Oh, comeuppance. Okay, yeah, I don't want that. Sorry, I thought it was something else, in which case, fuck you! yelled Boroth as he punched the boy in the face. The boy fell as the warlock ran away to his cave. Faster than anyone.
He just punched a kid?
Yeah.
That's great.
Bill caught the young boy as he fell. Can you hear me, boy? Asked the hero. The boy struggled to open his now blank eyes and said, I'm allergic to punches. His face began to swell. I don't want to die. No one can make you do anything you don't want to, replied the hero, unless they have a sword or a knife, or one of those swords with a knife taped to it. Other than that, you're your own person. The boy died. Well, said Bill, I guess someone can make you die if they want you to, and I'm off.
He just watched a child die.
Yeah, a child died in this episode.
It's still hilarious.
The warrior dropped the boy, picked up his sword, and ran into the cave. The inside of the cave was well-trimmed and tiled. The hero of Brill took a moment to really appreciate the job Moroth had done. Alone, except for that matter.
Yeah, man. That's tough.
When suddenly he noticed the book that sat upon a podium open itself up. A pen began to float in the air and over to the open tome. It wrote, slow at first, then feverishly fast.
Oh, my God.
The barbarian read aloud as it spelled out, go smell the worst ogre fart ever farted, you sackless shit of dicks. Who told them about my sackless ball? Pondered Bill. I know about everyone's balls, said Roth, as his voice echoed throughout the cave. That's one of the perks of being a warlock. Premium ball info. Warlock, show yourself, shouted Bill as he drew his sword. No, replied Moroth. Bill was mad at first, but then he took off running through the cave's many halls and rooms, kicking down doors, slashing skeletons in half, and breaking several mirrors where Bill's future self was reflected with the words, no ball sack, written upon his forehead.
Oh my God.
No one must know, thought Bill. Purple spell is only, bitch, shouted Moroth, who was hiding in the corner. A purple beam shot out of his elongated big toenail into the warrior's forehead. Purple smoke filled the room, and when it cleared, Bill was found on the floor doing push-ups incredibly fast.
Oh my God.
I cannot control this workout, shouted Bill. Yes, yelled the warlock. The bad guy is winning. Bill rolled over onto his back and started doing crunches, then body squats, and finally pull-ups. My body's getting too swole, shouted Bill as he dropped back down for more push-ups, wincing in pain. His muscles began to grow as the workout progressed until his entire body got too swole, and he exploded.
Whoa!
Considered the warlock. I've killed a couple guys today, but what have I done for me? The warlock stood in silence for a moment until he said, okay, I'm just going to go do some creative spell casting for a bit and call it a day. Who am I talking to? No one, I guess. This is just how I stay not crazy, by talking to myself. Okay, goodbye to no one. I'll clean this place up with magic later. The end.
Dude, he is the best warlock of all time. That Moroth, man.
Moroth the Foul.
Dude.
He'll punch a kid to death.
He'll punch a kid to death. Explode a guy, and then clean it up with magic.
Later, when he's got the time.
And just sight read some spells. He's just going to go practice, like playing a guitar. I'm just going to go play a little guitar.
Just going to go fickle around for a bit.
Yeah, man. Dude, great story. What a
Thanks,
great character.
Man.
I love
Thank
him.
Thank you. Well, Josh, this was yet another great episode of Fantasy Fiction. I'll go ahead and say it. I had a great time.
I always have a great time, but I had an even more of a greater time this time.
I could sense it, and it made me have a good time too.
Dude, I laughed. I cried a little bit. I cried because I was laughing so hard. I had to wipe my eyes a few times.
I had to wipe my white tears. I cried so hard through something else. Figure it out. It's been a joke before.
Check the Wikipedia page.
Check the Wiki page. Oh, speaking of the Wikipedia page, mm-hmm. fantasyficky.com. If you guys are interested in helping out a Wikipedia page for fantasy fiction, well, yes. I guess it's more of a Wikipedia site. It's a whole wiki.
Several
fantasyficky.com. Check it out.
Do it. Go there. Write stuff.
Also, if you want to help us out, you can stop by fantasyfiction.bigcartel.com and you can save 20% off any t-shirt with the promo code AMIU. That's running until April 6, 2015, so get on it now.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Do it. Also, we're going through this. We're just going to go through all the promo stuff, and then we'll talk and hang out and have fun. Leave an iTunes review.
Yes.
Do it if you want to do it. I'm not going to make you do it. Say what you want to say. Do what you want to do. Live how you want to live. Play how you want to play.
The Addams Family.
No, it's just fantasy fiction.
Fantasy fiction.
Stay on the same page.
Shit. Fuck. God.
Also, if you want to submit your prompt to us to be maybe chosen for the next episode, leave it in the comments of this YouTube episode.
Go to YouTube and write the prompt. One prompt only, please.
One prompt only. I'm going to get my belt.
I'm going to punch a kid and kill him.
I'm going to get my belt and a punch a boy and he'll die.
That poor boy.
That poor child. Hey, you know, Josh, we had an episode.
Yeah.
We had an episode before this episode. It was called Wizard Hang.
Yes.
Number one, because we didn't have everything prepared because we were friends hanging out, just being friends.
Yeah. Like people
seemed to really like it. I asked on Facebook and Twitter, and we got an overwhelmingly positive response.
Well, I'm glad that they liked it. I mean, I had a lot of fun just hanging out and talking to you about whatever, and, you know, that's kind of what we do in this show anyway, except we also just write stories sometimes.
Exactly. So I think it'll be fun. I think we have a fun format that we could figure out for it.
Yeah.
I think we're going to schedule them regularly in the schedule.
Yeah.
So maybe every couple episodes we'll do a Wizard Hang just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't heard it yet, it's just us shooting the breeze. And we'll take your questions like we did on our Reddit AMA. And we'll just have some fun. I think it's a lot of fun. And fun.
Everything about this show is fun. Nothing about this show is ever not fun.
I agree completely. Even editing this show is fun. You want to know why?
Why?
I'm nude.
Wow. I think I need to be there now.
Yeah, I think you need to maybe I need a live stream of editing. I'll just be flexing.
On Twitch. Dude, you should just do it just shirtless and just start flexing with headphones on. Holy shit.
Just in the morning, Monday morning, like hair crazy, nude. Let's do it.
Done.
Done and done. But I guess that's it. This was another great episode. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Yeah. Thanks,
Josh. Do you have anything you want to bring up to me personally?
I mean, I'm pregnant.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wait, is the mic on? Are we recording still?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm pregnant.
Would you eat like a big old Chipotle burrito, and now you're pregnant. You feel like you're pregnant.
I had three delicious chicken tacos yesterday, two days ago.
You know I love a chicken taco.
Still haven't pooped them out yet. Something's happening.
You know what I've been doing, dude?
Yeah.
That is awesome.
What's that?
It's intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
It's the bulletproof coffee. You just have black coffee with butter, and you blend it up together.
Oh, my God. That sounds great.
It's delicious. I don't put cream in my coffee anymore.
Do you put it? You keep your regular. I need some fiber.
Some fiber. You want some fiber? Get the Kashi Go Lean. It's a cereal. 13 grams of protein in it. About 8 grams of fiber. It's wonderful.
I wish food was just pills.
Yeah, I would do it. It takes so forever easier to get food together.
Yeah, food is an annoying thing about being a human being. Any non-human beings listening to this, it's annoying.
It's annoying, believe us.
Trust
It's delicious,
me.
Though.
It is delicious.
The coffee, though, Josh, not only...
So you put butter in it.
I put butter in it. So what it it's supposed to do is that you fast. So, like, you wake up in the morning, you drink this coffee, and then you usually don't eat until around, like, noon.
Okay.
So you fast for about 8 hours or something. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know how it works. I'm just doing this to my body.
I'm just experimenting.
but I find that I have plenty more energy. It's supposed to, like, the butter and the coffee is supposed to get your body into, like, processing fat for energy.
Okay.
And the fat you have on your body, on your fat body.
Yeah, yeah.
I find that it's great for that. And also, it'll make you go, probably.
I'll try it. I'm going to try it.
Hey, man, it's good. It tastes good. That's how I prefer my coffee now, with butter.
I mean, you put butter in anything, it's going to taste good. You put butter on, like, a steak, and it's delicious.
Let me change your life. Let me change your life, Josh.
I want you to change my life and be my hero.
I will. Here it is. Ready?
Yeah.
Peanut butter and jelly. You like it. You love it.
I love
it.
You
want some more of it.
Yeah.
Get a nice piece of butter. Throw it in a pan.
Uh-huh.
Put that PB&J in the pan.
Oh, no.
Put another slice of butter. Flip it.
Fuck, man. Grilled peanut butter and jelly. Fucking
grilled fucking grill yourself a PB&J, plenty of butter, don't let it burn. Change your life.
You know Chad, right? You know Chad from Goosebuds and...
Oh, yeah, the other show that I do,
yeah, the other shows, yes.
On the internet.
On YouTube, Goosebuds. He told me one time to try peanut butter and cheese, because he's from a weirdo state in the Midwest where I guess food is, like, crazier or something. Mm-hmm. So I tried it, and all I tasted was the peanut butter. I couldn't even taste the cheese.
Yeah, I feel like peanut butter is a super dominating taste.
Yeah, you can't eat anything with peanut butter.
Do you remember in Little Monsters when Fred Savage was eating peanut butter and onion sandwiches?
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
Dude.
I want one, though.
Let's try that.
Enter in the comments. I'm going to say right now, what weird sandwiches are you guys eating?
Yeah.
We want to know.
People rag on me for eating a... meatball hoagie. We call them hoagies in Pennsylvania. Meatball hoagie with pickles. They're like, that's so weird.
Yeah, people give me shit, dude, for putting pickles on a turkey hoagie.
Yeah, like that's a condiment. You could put it on anything. Like,
get it through your dumbass forehead. Pickles are good, and they're condiments, and I'll put whatever I want on my goddamn sandwich.
You know what I think is weird? People who mix ketchup and mustard on a hot dog. Pick a fucking lane and stick to
it. You get one.
Yeah. What do you want to taste? Ketchup or mustard?
You know what that taste reminds me of specifically?
Being sad.
Cheeseburger.
Oh, yeah.
that's good.
That's what little onions, like chopped up onions, remind me of.
Uh-huh.
God, I want some McDonald's.
All right, let's go to McDonald's. Let's go.
Okay, see ya.
All right, thanks for listening to another episode of Fantasy Fiction. We hope you enjoyed it. We had a great time. And before we go, Josh, what do you have to say to the ladies and gentlemen
everybody
of the world?
Thank you for listening to another episode, and keep on wizarding!
Keep on wizarding. I never looked into your eyes like this. I think I might say I love you, but I gotta save myself for the wizard in my room. Don't know what that means. Okay, have a good week, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.